This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today our guest is Joe Schindler. And Joe is a shop owner who likes to stay on the cutting edge of things, and we're going to be talking to him about some of the cool stuff that he is doing with AI. But before we get into that, let's take a minute to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. You know, other shop management software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com. Well, hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing, Brian. How about yourself?
Doing well. Great to have you with me today. I know a lot of the people who are listening today, they probably know you through some of the online groups and everything. Just to take a second to appreciate you. One of the things that I really love about this guy that I'm talking with today is he's one of the most helpful people that you will meet. When you're in the industry groups and somebody comes in and asks a question, there's so many people that are just there to like pounce, whereas Joe is just kind and helpful. And I know a lot of people appreciate you for that.
I appreciate it, Brian. I know I got a lot out of the groups whenever I found them, and I will return that favor.
Yeah. Well, Joe is doing some interesting things with AI in his business. I know we're going to talk today some about how it's integrated into the CRM that he's using. It's integrated into his phone system. We're going to talk about some of that. But then Joe is even taking it as far as building some AI agents that are being used for various things in the business. We're going to get into all of those things. You know, Joe, just tell us a little bit about like what got you into this.
To be honest, I kind of avoided AI for a while. And then Michael Gunther actually used the AI to make images and everything, which I found fun. And then I started playing around with ChatGPT. And then after Vision this year, I kind of went full throttle after taking Seth's class. We had one basically paid vendor, Detect Auto, that was somewhat AI, and it was helpful. But after that class and Vision, it made me see it was possible with AI. And I jumped in and started making AIs that would help my guys, myself, everybody.
You know, I heard so much about that class, and I believe that he was teaching at the same time that I was, and I would have loved to have attended that because I heard just some of the really cool things that he was doing with AI. So when you were in that class, what was probably the biggest thing that stuck out to you that you said, okay, I've got to go do that?
To be honest with you, it was the ease of it. Everybody is so afraid of it because they think it's such a difficult thing. Coming from where I used to write code for a website in the early 2000s, that's a daunting thing. And people think that's what coding is when it comes to AI. When it comes to coding with AI, Seth said, if you can sit down and talk to the computer and type in what you want and work with it, you can build an agent from anywhere from 30 minutes if you have a simple task to 24 hours having a more complicated one. I took the class and I started building an AI with a simple task, something that to me seemed easy, but nobody in the industry had copied it yet. And it was from when I had Mitchell, they had a formula to take all of your oil change records and give you a date that was within a week of when the customer would reach that mileage. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was the doctor's appointment to schedule because I could say, hey, you know, this is when you're going to be due. Let's go ahead and put you in the books. And whenever we left, no one had that. And Seth has it in his system. And I'm like, okay, I can create that. The next day I had it working.
So this is something where when the client is standing in front of you, they're at the counter, they just had a repair done, they just had some maintenance done. It is doing the calculation to say, on average, this person drives this much over this amount of time. So they're going to hit this mileage on this date, and you're able to tell them this with some statistical accuracy that about this day you're going to be due. So why don't we just go on and get you on the schedule?
Yeah, basically right now I am within 3 days. If I have enough records, so a regular customer, I can tell you within 3 days, if they keep their habits up, when they will be due. It amazes my clients that basically they're like, we didn't have to push the appointment out. We were right there. I'm like, that's what this is here for, to make it easier on you, and we get you the books.
Now, how did you do this? Was this done like by a Chrome extension or something like that?
Chrome extension. Currently, TechMetric is very difficult to get an API for. Mm-hmm. So Chrome extension, basically doing a scan of Carfax, our records, and then it puts out the date and the mileage it's due. The mileage is based on your shop recommendation, 5,000, 6,000, whatever you want. And the rest of it's based on your database.
Yeah. The AI is so good now. Which one are you using? Are you using ChatGPT for this, or have you moved over to Claude?
I use both. Actually, Seth gave me the advice that start in chat, build it in chat first, and then move it to Claude. I've slowly moved away from ChatGPT because I've become more familiar with Claude over the last few months, so I don't need to do that as much. And that actually is what I've been working on, is my AI assistant for the past 2 weeks, and it's completely in Claude.
Yeah. You know, when it was probably, I don't know, I guess about 6 months ago, I'd been hearing about vibe coding, and I'm immersed in marketing, you know, in building websites and all of that. So I've known, you know, basic HTML and such for years now, but I kept hearing about this vibe coding thing, and I really didn't know what it was. And I go to ChatGPT one day and say, school me on vibe coding. It tells me about vibe coding, and it's like, the best way for you to learn this is, let's do a project. What do you want to build? And I built a marketing ROI calculator for our website. And when my eyes were opened to what we could do, and then over the last 6 months to what I've just done yesterday evening and have been working on today, when we've gone from, you know, Claude Sonnet to now Opus 4.8, which Opus 4.8, I've seen people say they should have just named this one 5.0. And I agree with it, because it is so much better what I can do today than what I could have done 2 weeks ago with 4.7. The accuracy of the things that it's building, I might talk about that some later on in the episode. But if you don't know what we're talking about, like if you're listening to Joe talk and you have no idea where to even get started with this, because I think a lot of people, they get stuck in their browser. You know, they have ChatGPT in their browser. They have, you know, they pull up Claude.ai in their browser and they don't install the apps on their machine. You know, so they're not using Codex, they're not using Claude Code or Claude Cowork. And they're like, well, how are people doing what they're doing? Okay, start in your browser and go tell it to school you on vibe coding, just like I did, and have it walk you through building something that you want in your business. And don't go crazy. Don't say, build me a shop management system. You know, but find something simple to start with and go build it. And your eyes are going to be open to some of the things that you can do, because the world that we live in is wild. What I built last night in the course of 2 hours would have cost me $20,000 or $30,000 to do just 2 years ago by hiring a development company to do it. Now, you are also using AI in your CRM.
Yes.
And in your phone system. Let's talk about the CRM. Now, is that something that you built or something that was already baked in?
It's baked in, and well, I'm using AppFuel. Mm-hmm. And I actually just
had our sponsor, a conversation with, by the way.
One of your sponsors, yes.
Yeah.
Jeremy and I just had a conversation a couple days ago on the focus of AI in his system. He is so close to what they had talked about Tectonic this year. That everybody raged about was a service advisor AI. Mm-hmm. And he didn't realize that he was that close to what tech is probably 6 months from. And what it is basically when you call in, it will be a live chat with notes that they've pulled from the conversation. So at the current, you have to go back and you have to click the AI recording, and it breaks the conversation down into everything where you can get all the information and put it into the customer to make an appointment. My biggest pain point was, as a service advisor, shop owner, technician. I get off the phone call, I get pulled away, and I have a bad memory sometimes. And all of a sudden, a car shows up next week that I forgot to put on this book. I remember talking to them, but never put it on the books because I forgot or got pulled away. So now I can open that conversation up in their AI and come back to it and say, oh, I need to make that appointment. So that's where this conversation got started with him was, this is what I want. And instead of me building that, I'm like, let me, because I had started. And I said, Jeremy, you want to give it a shot? And he said, most certainly. He goes, we'll check it out. And he's been working on it. But that was the first part of his AI and it stuff and everything, that he's got it where you can see the conversation and it breaks down as soon as you get off the phone within 30 seconds.
And he's also doing analysis of like service advisor performance through that, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can basically will score each call on how you perform. If you hit key metrics in your conversation, basically if you say hello, if you ask the customer's name, if you ask for the appointment so that you know that that service advisor is doing their job correctly.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. Utter Shop Management software isn't made to meet the needs of today's independent repair shop. ShopBoss handles the needs of both single and multi-location shops with features that boost efficiency and help you build your business, like built-in DVI and VIN scanner, customizable real-time reporting, and integrated parts and labor guides. ShopBoss was built to be easier and more efficient than solutions that require a steep learning curve or complicated workarounds. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature, powered by 360 Payments, you can harness the power of text-to-pay, remote payments, consumer financing, compliance, surcharge, and PayPal and Venmo payment options. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your shop. Whether your goal is to grow your shop, open more shops, or just keep the one you've got running at top speed, ShopBoss has the tools you need to do the things you want to do. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. For years, I've been telling people you need to listen to your phone calls, but this keeps you from having to listen to the phone calls now. You know, this thing is scoring it. Yeah. It can give you a grade. And you may say, oh, well, I'm not going to worry about the ones that are 90%. You know, I'm going to look at the ones that are 70%, 60% or less.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's going to save you a ton of time. It just says, here's where the improvements need to be made.
Yes.
And then you are using this with your phone system inbound as well.
Yes. And David has this a similar system in his that scores it. It's a little more refined because he's had it longer. Because you can actually type in, so if you have a service advisor that says a lot, you can type that in and it will tell how many times it says it so that you can coach them and say, you're getting better, but you're still doing this.
Yeah. It's these little things that AI is doing. And look, AI, it can do some really big things too. Although I think that it's a little oversold. You know, if you go on YouTube, you know, especially in a business like mine where we're marketing, it'll make you believe that AI is replacing people like crazy and that it's fully automating marketing and going and doing all of these things. I'm not seeing that. You know, there's people out there that are saying we're doing it and it's like, okay, where's the proof? Show us. But the little things that it does that just saves you 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, an hour, you know, and there's a lot of those things that just, they add up. And they make it so convenient. You know, our son graduated a week ago, and the graduation ceremony was a little better than 2 hours. It was live streamed to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, Kim wanted to go back and see the point where they called Peyton up. So just used AI and said, at what point do they say this name? And boom, you know, it gives you the exact timestamp to go to. And you can see that in the video, you know, so just any little things like that, but it is getting more and more powerful all the time.
I think it's the little things that basically people miss out on and stuff. They try to go for the big projects. You either don't have the computing power, the knowledge to get to there, and you get frustrated. But the 5 minutes here, a minute here, frees up so much time for you that you can get other things done that you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of those simpler projects, like creating a Chrome extension that does something, that's often a one prompt thing, and it spits out a working product to you. I built a search spider simulator. It's a tool that allows you to see a web page the way that a search engine would see it. So it strips it down, gets rid of all the garbage. It allows you to just see the words on the page. It allows you to see the navigation, image alt text, and heading structure. So you get a real clear view of the makeup of the page. And I told it what I wanted, installed it, and it just worked beautifully. One prompt. Now, it's a good prompt. Learning prompt engineering. And that's going to make all the difference in the world in you going out and building these things. What are some of the other things you're building or that you know one day, like, it's in my plans to go build?
Actually, it seems stupid, but I'm a comic book geek and an actual working Jarvis.
Okay.
Its actually name is Sarah, simply a remarkable assistant. It is in phase two of building. There's 22 stages. Again, Claude said this is the steps. 22 steps is where we're going to be at. It's a 6 month or longer project because it's an ambitious project.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it is monitoring emails, monitoring my calendar. It can write emails for me. But I went through and it's taken me about a week to teach it my writing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I have ever written has been put into a file. It's went through any article about how an AI writes. I basically put it into it so it can monitor it, and it says what not to do. The big thing we're working on now is giving it data. So something that you brought up at Vision was using Claude to record classes and everything else. I mean, I've been using Claude for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
All my classes have been fed into it. It broke them all down into different categories. So I have an easy search reference. It's basically a librarian right now at this point. And what the prompt that you have to use is every time I request something, it asks me if this was a good prompt. It puts it back into the system. So it gets smarter and smarter. So the more I ask and the more I use, it can learn what I'm looking at, how I want, and it basically in 80 to 100 days, the system will have so much of my knowledge I want and be able to tell me how I want it when I ask a question.
So it's basically a digital Joe.
It came from the idea of you all, what you wanted to put on Shop Marketing Pro's website was the digital Brian.
Yep.
And I was like, that would be something that happened on my website eventually, but it needs the background and the knowledge. And that's kind of where I'm at now is long term on that.
Yeah. And ours will be sometime in this next quarter. It'll be launching. That's, you know, basically all of the thought leadership from Shop Marketing Pros over the years in a grounded AI. And a grounded AI just means that it's an AI that doesn't pull from outside. It only pulls from a specific knowledge base that you give it. And somebody will be able to come to our website and it can interact and ask marketing questions. And it would be just like having a conversation with me or one of my team members to, you know, get advice on something.
Yes. And that was what this point was mine was to have was so that one, I have a sounding board that I can ask questions to, but two, eventually it will roll out to my technicians in their computers where all of the classes we have attended as a collective, all the knowledge articles I found put into it, they can go, we're working on this vehicle today. this is what we're having an issue with. I know we've seen it before, and all of a sudden, instead of them searching all everything, it's going to have TSPs it can search, and they can find it. And instead of spending 45 minutes, they spent 5 minutes, and my texts have an answer.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this, I believe, at Vision, and I haven't even seen the interface for, like, IETN or Identifix, you know, in years and years. But I think about, you know, how they have, well, IETN, probably, it's got to be, what, 30 years old at this point?
Saying 25, 30, yes.
And it's got all of this information in there. If you put AI on top of that, then you have a heck of a tool. And I was asking somebody, have they done that? Because I didn't even know. And they're like, I don't believe they have.
I still get on IETN and I have not seen anything. And the last time we brought up in class was, most people believe IETN is a dead soul because very few people still use it like they used to. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of knowledge there.
Yeah. What about Identifix? Is that still?
See, Identifix actually, so CARM showed me something where NAPA rolled out the, basically their accelerator program where you have a headset for people and you can learn, but they also have a set of Meta glasses and it's tied to Identifix. And you can actually be under there and nothing will show up, but you can say, I'm working on the 2016 Chevrolet pickup truck. I need to know what color the BCM power wire. And it will come up and it will say checking and it will tell you the wire over the interface.
Okay. Yeah. So they're doing something like I, you know, was thinking about. In the world of marketing, you know, it's kind of a gimme, you know, using AI in marketing. There's some genuine fear in the marketing world about AI replacing us. I'm personally losing some of that fear because I had it pretty big for a while. I'm seeing where there's still got to be so much of human connection. But, you know, there's that saying about AI is not going to replace people, but people who use AI are going to replace people who don't. And I believe that 100%. But where I was going is I've kept thinking about how do you use this in a shop? And I'm seeing more and more case studies for how people like you and Seth. And, you know, I keep seeing just these interesting things. Like when the very first thing that I ever saw people doing, and what's wild to me is there's still people out here who are not doing this, but using it to build canned jobs, you know, good descriptions. I think about when I was a technician, you know, I was a Mercedes tech. I worked for the Mercedes dealer. And when you are doing warranty work, you make more money with your pen than anything. And it just comes down to writing down a really good description of what you did so that the warranty clerk can go in and find all of the things to bill the manufacturer for. AI is just prime for doing things like that. Another simple, simple thing. You know, and then, you know, using your voice to just record to it. This is what I did. You have a conversation with it. It doesn't have to be in any kind of order or anything that makes sense. It will decipher it and build you a beautiful story where all the spelling is correct, all of the grammar is correct. It goes on your invoice, and now people have an invoice that they can read, they can understand. Because I've seen some invoices from shops before where I was like, this person working on the car, they may be a mechanical genius, but they're a literal idiot when it comes to writing.
And I've seen the same. Basically, you look at it, it's like, I can decipher some of the words. That's not how you spell. And then the biggest one in most of the groups, and you've seen it, is people who spell breaks B-R-E-A-K instead of B-R-A-K-E. And we make fun of it. I'm like, I guarantee half of you have done it in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But speaking of that, this week I actually discovered a program called WhisperFlow. I don't know if you've ever used it.
I use it every day.
And I am now using it, discovered it Monday, and I don't think I've typed once this week.
It is so accurate. Those of you who speak into your phone and Siri, like sort of halfway maybe, gets what you said correct. WhisperFlow just nails it. All of the grammar, punctuation, everything. You don't have to say comma, question mark, any of that. It just puts everything in the right place. It's beautiful.
I've been using Siri for years, and the key with it is repetition. Using it, it learns from you. I mean, within 30 seconds of me downloading it, I think once it, two words they didn't know, it said, added this to the dictionary. It, so far, I've not had any issues with it.
I mean, that's a hack in itself for you shop owners to make sure that Whisper flows on all of your technicians' computers so that they don't have to spend a whole bunch of time writing something up. They can just Whisper flow it into ChatGPT, and you have a project created. It knows the, like, you've given it the parameters for, like, how do you write a good repair description? And it just takes all this stuff that Whisper flow drops in there, creates a beautiful description, and you're saving time. You're keeping your technicians with tools in their hands rather than typing. Yeah.
Your service advisor gets more time because they're no longer having to decipher this and go back to talk to the tech and say, what did you mean here? The agent I've used actually breaks down words. Basically, you know, we all like to talk technical jargon. I joke because I can remember my dad talking to clients when they come in the door, and I had to stop him. I'm like, I'll handle it and stuff, because you could see him go glassy-eyed because he liked to be technical. And people like to know how things work sometimes, but they don't understand it. They don't want to interrupt you, but they lose interest. And yeah. I basically prefer that it breaks it down. So that's what I've done in my agent. It breaks everything down to simple, direct wording so that whenever that I get it, it's already taken care of. I just have to proofread it, make sure there's no issues, and I can send it out.
Yeah. You tell it, write this where a 7-year-old could understand it.
Yes.
And it'll do it. And it also is very good at deciphering what somebody meant when they said something. You know, I vibe coded this thing yesterday evening, gave it to my leadership team to get feedback on it. And Caroline has been amazing at giving me a whole bunch of feedback. But there was one thing that she put, and I'm like reading it over and over, and I'm like, I don't know what she's telling me. I drop it into Claude, and Claude's like, oh, this is what she's talking about. It understands. So,
and you using Claude, it understands how you think because you've used it enough. So it was able to just basically break it down to words you understood. So yeah, I can completely understand that.
Yeah. For the shop owners out there who are not using AI in any capacity, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit. A lot of really easy things to do. What would be like the first thing you would say? Start here. Go do this.
The first thing I would say is try to make a agent program, whatever you want to call it, to write a service order, basically, so that basically you could say whatever you want to and put the rules in there, and where it understands, okay, we need to make this non-technical and direct. And it can basically make the customer, client, however you want to say it, see what you're talking about in a paragraph instead of 7 paragraphs. Because by the 6th paragraph, okay, just whatever, do what I said, nothing else and everything. But yeah, that, I would say that would be the most direct, because it's easiest to do, because you can say, ChatGPT, write me an agent to take technical jargon information from a technician that a moderately informed person on a automobile would understand.
And don't let that word agent freak you out, you know, because
that's why I use program, because most people, all it is just a set of rules.
Yeah. You're just giving it instructions. In ChatGPT, you're going to create a project, and then that project has a place where you put instructions, and you can literally use ChatGPT to make the instructions. You just tell it, you ramble to it. This is what I want. I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this. And you don't need to sound smart when you're saying that. It's going to put together a beautiful set of instructions for you to put into its own project that it's going to follow every time it does this. And then as you use it, when you see that it's not doing something you want it to do, you go modify the instructions.
And what I will tell people is, whenever you're asking for modification, if you're not technical, tell ChatGPT that. Say, I am very low technical efficiency. Step by step it as if I was 12 years old and did not understand computers. Mm-hmm. I actually did that the other day because I needed to transfer information to a dedicated Mac Mini for my AI from my main work computer. I'm like, I don't want to screw this up. And it printed me a nice detailed sheet out and step-by-step instructions. If you tell it what you want and where your level of knowledge is, it will work with you.
Yeah, I'm constantly telling Claude, I am not a developer when I give it instructions. And I really don't even need to do that because it knows me by now. But it's just habit of, you know, remember, I'm not a developer. And, you know, so it will explain to me in a way that I can understand. So yeah, I got to tell you about this thing that I built last night. So we have a tool that we use that is a team check-in. Every week at the end of the week on Friday, our team goes in and they answer some questions like, how was your workload? You know, how morale, how's communication among your team? Those sorts of things. What was your high for the week? What was your low for the week? And each team member, you know, so we have various teams within our company. We have an SEO team, a digital ads team, a web team, a design team, a social media team. And each one of those teams has a team lead. People are assigned to a team lead. And when they fill this out, it sends it to them. And then it also, or say it sends it to them, they log in and they can see the people who are assigned to them. And then we as leadership can see everyone's responses. And we gained so much information from that we would not have known otherwise. Because people, they're not in the habit of coming to work and saying, my mom is battling cancer right now, and she's been in the hospital all week. You know, people will just keep that stuff to themselves. But when you give them this outlet, they will tell you these things. And now we as leadership know how we can be better servants to our team. There was a company that had built that, and it was part of a much bigger platform that we were trying out. And we loved that part of it. We did not care about all the other stuff at all, but we kept paying for it. We were paying $250 a month for this thing because we liked that one function and we're paying way too much for it. We're getting good value out of it though. Just yesterday in our leadership team meeting, we're talking about, hey, this is due for an annual renewal. And I'm like, man, I know I can vibe code that. My leadership team is like, yeah, that's going to take weeks or whatever. We got out of the meeting. We finished the meeting at 2:30. By 4 o'clock, I had a working product. I had to do a lot of revision on it. I didn't send it to them until about 6:30 last night. And when I sent it, Caroline and Haley were the only ones that had seen it at that point. And they were like, oh my gosh. But the initial prompt that I used, it took me longer to create that initial prompt than anything else that I did. So put that together well, and it gave me a product that was probably 80 to 90% on the very first try. In Claude, and you know this, but I'm telling our listeners, there are what's called slash commands. And there's a relatively new slash command called slash goal. And that goal command will make Claude work on something without stopping until it's done or until it can absolutely do nothing else. And it's like, okay, I'm stuck. You have to help me. But it gives you a product that's nearly complete, and all you have to do is go do the couple little things that it needs you to do. And those things were like the database connection, for example. I use Supabase for the database. And I had to go in and give it the API key and stuff so that it could connect to the database. And then I have it working on my local machine, but I needed to go host it. Thankfully, hosting is something I've been doing for years. So I understand, you know, the idea of taking a piece of software and putting it on the internet, which that's something that it's pretty easy to vibe code something that lives on your machine locally. And there's Chrome extensions and all that. But as soon as you want to make it live on the web where somebody can go to a web address and log into it, it gets a little more complicated. But after the initial prompt, that's what took me the longest was that. And then it was back and forth a little bit with some comments that the team gave me. And this thing works beautifully. And it's going to save us $250 a month. And I have 4 hours wrapped up in it. So that's what vibe coding can do.
The saving you can.
Yeah.
on your topic of hosting, I have really never done that. And I started trying to do that with the AI assistant. And I will tell people, you will get frustrated if you try to go to the big end project, because when I hit that, it was, you need this API, you need this API, you need these credits for this, you need this and this. There's so many things that will hit you. I went back to Claude, I said, where is this point of the project in your layout? And they're like, step 12. I'm like, okay, I'm still on two. So take it back. I went too far. So a lot of times you need to step back. And while you want to be ambitious, you don't want to jump in the deep end without knowing how to swim.
Yeah. And that's another one of those things. Don't let that scare you, because most of the stuff that you're going to vibe code and use at your shop, you're going to use on your local machine. You don't need to go host it online somewhere. So this has been a fun discussion. Any other little things to leave our listeners with?
I would say that don't be afraid. I know that everybody says, like, you get into it, that AI is going to take over. The one thing I will say is AI is a great tool, but there are so many people getting frustrated with the marketing side of AI because of fake video, fake pictures.
Yes.
That be genuine if you're using it for marketing, because people don't want to see AI generated. They know it. Yes. It's okay if you want to have some fun with it. Like in Valentine's Day, I had some fun with it. But be genuine with things you put on your post, your website and stuff. But AI can be a great tool, and don't get frustrated. That is where I think most people, they get on there, they don't know what they want to do, and then they get an ambitious plan, and then what didn't work, I'm just going to give up on it.
Yeah.
Pick something small. I mean, just something that'll save you 5 minutes a day, if you can do it. Check your email. The one I gave my assistant, the newest command, was to go through and organize all my files on my computer to make them easier to read and locate. It looks great. I didn't spend 3 hours doing it. So,
yep. Yeah. Great advice. So something else we need to talk about one day. We need to do an episode on 3D printing.
I was going to say, you can see everything in my background here.
And that's what made me think about it. We got to talk about that. So that'll be another episode. We're going to do that. Joe, thanks. People can find you in the Change in the Industry group,
the Shop Owner Honors group, any place online, basically, as far as just search my name, I'm there. If you got questions, I'm more than happy to help you.
Or he's in the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind, too.
I am there, too.
Yeah. So thank you for being on and sharing your knowledge with people. Really appreciate it. For our listeners, I appreciate you listening in. Remember, we are one of a handful of podcasts on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can find the others at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. I hope you'll listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.